Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Invest Like a Billionaire: Unlocking the Wealth Secrets of the Ultra-Rich, by Bob Fraser and Ben Fraser. Is a personal finance and investing guide that focuses on how ultra-wealthy families typically approach portfolio construction, risk, and long-term wealth preservation, rather than centering on stock picking or market timing. The book argues that many billionaires rely heavily on private alternatives, including private real estate, private credit, and venture-style investments, to seek more resilient returns and different sources of risk than public markets alone. The authors position the book as a practical roadmap grounded in research and professional experience, aiming to explain what these private asset categories are, why they matter, and how investors can think about adopting similar principles at an appropriate scale. It also highlights the role of tax awareness, legal and financial structuring, and mindset in compounding wealth. The overall purpose is to help motivated readers move beyond conventional, one-size-fits-all advice and build a more intentional and sophisticated strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why private alternatives dominate ultra-wealthy portfolios. A central idea in the book is that billionaires and many ultra-high-net-worth investors often allocate a substantial share of their wealth to private alternatives rather than relying primarily on publicly traded stocks and bonds. The authors point to private real estate, private credit, venture-related opportunities, and other private investments as areas where the ultra-rich seek returns that are less dependent on daily public market pricing. The book frames this as both a performance and a risk management choice. Private assets can offer different drivers of return, contractual cash flows in some cases, and diversification that is not simply a mix of public tickers. The argument is not that public markets are useless, but that conventional retail portfolios may be overconcentrated in public equities and traditional bonds, leaving investors exposed to the same broad market cycles. By explaining the categories of private alternatives and how they function, the book aims to remove the mystique around how wealthy families deploy capital. It also raises the practical question of access, including why many advisors do not emphasize private investments and what an investor must evaluate before using them. Secondly, risk and return thinking beyond the standard stock and bond model. Invest Like a Billionaire emphasizes a data-oriented mindset for evaluating risk and return, especially when comparing public markets with private alternatives. Instead of treating risk as only short-term volatility, the book encourages readers to consider a broader set of dangers and trade-offs, such as permanent capital loss, liquidity constraints, leverage concentration, and the reliability of cash flows. Private real estate and private credit, for example, can involve less frequent pricing and different mechanics than public securities, which changes how investors experience drawdowns and measure performance. The authors also highlight that each private category has its own risk profile. Venture-style investing may have high dispersion of outcomes, while credit-oriented strategies can be more focused on income and downside protection, but still carry default and underwriting risk. The broader takeaway is that billionaire-style investing is often about intentional exposure selection, identifying where returns come from, and aligning those exposures with time horizon and goals. The book positions research and disciplined analysis as essential tools, cautioning readers to avoid simplistic assumptions and to understand the true sources of both risk and potential return. Thirdly, access, incentives, and why traditional advice often skips private investments. Another important topic is the gap between what many everyday investors are commonly offered and what the ultra-wealthy frequently use. The book suggests that private investments are under-discussed in mainstream advice for reasons that can include access limitations, operational complexity, and misaligned incentives. Private deals and funds can require specialized due diligence, additional paperwork, different custody or reporting arrangements, and a willingness to hold illiquid positions for longer periods. Many advisors also operate within product menus or compliance frameworks that prioritize liquid, publicly traded instruments, which can make private allocations less common in typical client portfolios. The authors encourage readers to recognize these structural realities, rather than assuming the absence of private alternatives in a plan means they are unimportant. At the same time, the book implies a higher bar for investor responsibility because private opportunities are not standardized like index funds. The investor must ask better questions about fees, governance, underwriting, conflicts of interest, and track record credibility. This topic functions as a reality check, explaining both why the ultra-rich may access different opportunities and what practical constraints must be addressed to pursue them responsibly. Fourthly, tax awareness and structuring as a core wealth-building skill. The book highlights that building wealth is not only about generating returns, but also about keeping more of what you earn. In that spirit, it draws attention to tax planning and structuring strategies that affluent investors often treat as integral to investing rather than as an afterthought. While specific tactics can vary widely by jurisdiction and personal circumstance, the core message is that taxes, entity setup, and the way cash flows are routed can materially affect long-term compounding. Private real estate and private business-oriented investments, for instance, can come with tax characteristics that differ from publicly traded assets, which can change after tax results. The authors position this as part of a broader sophistication gap. Many people focus on pre-tax performance, while wealthy investors pay close attention to net outcomes. The book encourages coordination across investing, accounting, and legal planning so that the portfolio is designed with the full system in mind. The underlying theme is not to chase loopholes, but to make intentional decisions that align with long-term objectives, reduce avoidable friction, and support both growth and preservation. Lastly, mindset shifts thinking like an owner, not a consumer of financial products, beyond mechanics. Invest Like a Billionaire stresses the psychological and strategic differences that often separate ultra-wealthy investors from the average market participant. One of the implied mindset shifts is moving from a consumer posture, buying whatever is presented as a product, to an owner and allocator posture, deliberately choosing exposures based on goals, constraints, and edge. The book frames billionaire-style investing as more proactive, building a portfolio around durable principles, understanding how wealth is protected during downturns, and avoiding reactive decisions driven by headlines or short-term market moves. It also emphasizes the discipline required for private alternatives, including patience with illiquidity, a willingness to do deeper due diligence, and an understanding that outcomes may be driven by selection quality and execution rather than broad market direction. Another mindset element is precision, thoughtful allocation, awareness of incentives, and clarity about what each part of a portfolio is meant to accomplish. The overall message is that wealth building is a long game where behavior, decision quality, and consistency can matter as much as any single investment idea. In conclusion, Invest Like a Billionaire is best suited for entrepreneurs, high-income professionals, and experienced investors who are ready to move beyond basic personal finance and explore how sophisticated portfolios are actually constructed. Readers who have only encountered traditional advice, centered on public stocks and bonds, may find the book's emphasis on private alternatives particularly valuable, because it reframes diversification around distinct return drivers rather than just more public market exposure. The practical benefit is a clearer mental model for evaluating private real estate, private credit, and venture-related opportunities, along with a sharper sense of the questions that matter most when liquidity is limited and due diligence is essential. Intellectually, the book invites readers to think like capital allocators by linking investment selection to risk definitions, incentives, and long-term compounding. It also stands out in the personal finance category by pairing portfolio discussion with the reality that taxes and structuring can be decisive in net wealth outcomes, a topic often treated as secondary in mainstream investing books, compared with many titles that focus on public market tactics. This one positions billionaire-style wealth building as a system allocation, access, analysis, and behavior working together to grow and protect capital over time. If you would like to support Bob Fraser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.